Birth Partners is a new community partnership forming around the needs of growing families. This Thursday, they're hosting a doula meeting at 10 a.m. Joining us now is the leader of the effort, Erin Huggins. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
So, you are a doula.
I am a doula.
And now, Birth Partners is sort of a gelling together of something that's been going on behind the scenes for some time.
Yeah, so Birth Partners, it's still kind of in the making. Everybody came together once the hospital board made the decision to discontinue doing births in the county. But really, the people that are involved have been interested in birth and involved in birth in many ways for years. And this has just kind of given us an excuse to all come together and pool our skills and energies and start working, getting our hands dirty and working on some real projects. So.
How did you get involved to become a doula?
So I was an anthropology student in college, and I was writing my thesis on childbirth practices in the United States, and started meeting all these crazy women who were really into birth and attending these meetings. And by the time I got out of school, I went straight into my doula training, and then that was in 2008. And then I've attended probably close to 90 births since then, and it's been such an honor. I love
wow.
it. It's great work.
Really. Quite a few here in our community?
Most outside of the county. Mm-hmm. Quite a few in Duluth, and some up here at North Shore Hospital, and some up here at home, and freestanding birth centers all over the place. It's great. It's mm-hmm. been really a great experience.
Now, and this is a little bit further step than just having a birthing coach that we typically hear of, right?
Sure, yeah. So the definition of a doula, technically, I guess, is a trained professional who provides continuous physical, emotional, and informational support for a mother during pregnancy, during labor, and when she gets home, which basically means you have some training in childbirth, you have some training in breastfeeding, pregnancy, things like that. You're not a doctor, you're not a nurse, you don't do anything clinical, but you're there to provide information, to hold a mom's hand, to help be an advocate if some really tough decisions come up and she needs another person in the room to help her, you know, talk to the doctors when she's in the middle of some really intense stuff. And so up here, I think the idea is it's extra important because women are receiving prenatal care here at home and then traveling to Duluth where there may not be many familiar faces. So that continuity of care, having someone who's been working closely with you during pregnancy, who's there in the room with you during your entire labor and when the baby's born, and then who can meet with you again once you get home.
That part really sticks with me, because no matter where you are when you have your baby, you can feel pretty alone when everybody packs you up in the car seat and sends you home.
Right. I know. Yeah, I hear from a lot of women, like, I can't believe they trusted me to walk out those doors with that tiny little human being. So that's, yeah. And it's more and more studies are coming out all of the time to prove that doulas make a really big difference with birth outcomes. I just reading a study yesterday by the U of M that was published in a medical journal recently, that having a doula at your birth reduces your chance of a C-section by 60%. There's greatly reduced risks of asking for pain medication, babies' Apgar scores when they're born, which is kind of the test that
benchmark.
The benchmark for how healthy your baby is at birth. Baby's Apgar scores are actually higher for women that have doulas. The rate of initiating breastfeeding after birth is a lot higher. It's, again, a doula is not someone who's necessarily has a ton of medical training. It's just that familiar, comforting support, someone to support the dad or partner or grandma, whoever's there. They're going to need breaks to get food, leave the room, come and go, and to have that person who's there to support you and encourage you the entire time, and sometimes to look at you and just say, this is normal, you're doing okay.
I think that's probably one of the biggest things you need to hear when you're doing something maybe for the first time.
Right.
And you don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, it's big. It's really big.
Helpful a lot. I would imagine a lot of women up here maybe don't have large family around them necessarily. They may have moved up here from somewhere else, and they might not have that
right
support.
Right. I think many of us don't, and you know, traditionally for years and years and years, since the beginning of people having babies, women were surrounded by friends and relatives. And it's really just been a few generations that we haven't had that built-in family support. So the idea of a doula is not that crazy of an idea. It's just trying to bring back that that emotional and physical support, and doulas provide education, and because a lot of us also haven't been around other women that have given birth, like you're saying.
Yeah, we don't come from families of 7 to 12 kids anymore.
Yes, so
we're just not used to that.
Yeah,
so that's a huge difference. So tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, is your meeting at 10 o'clock, which is going to happen where?
It's going to be in the lower level classroom of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. So if anyone's been involved in the WIC program, it's the WIC room. We're going to have all those toys out. My husband and father extraordinaire is going to be providing childcare. So feel free to bring your kids. We don't want anyone to not participate because of, you know, having families at home. That's kind of the point. And I'd really encourage anybody who is interested. You don't have to necessarily know that you want to be a doula or have a specific idea of how you want to be involved. This is the first meeting. So it's kind of a visioning meeting. Hopefully we'll come away with some solid plans and next steps. We've already contacted a certified doula trainer who's able and willing to come up to Cook County and do a training in Cook County for people who do want to be doulas. But again, attending the meeting tomorrow doesn't mean you're committed or locked in. And I would encourage also, it's not just women who have had children or who are currently mothering. We would love to see auntie doulas, granny doulas, all across the board. You don't have to have any specific background in childbirth. You don't have to have had a birthed a baby yourself. So I really want to make sure that people know that door is open, and we will get everybody trained who wants to be trained. And again, the biggest thing is just your presence in the room and being that emotional support. You're not gonna be left alone in a room with a laboring woman while the baby's coming out. So don't be intimidated. We also, you know, we're gonna have to be doing grant writing and public education and things like that. So if that's your strength, or if you have something else you feel you can offer to the development of this program that isn't necessarily being a doula yourself, please feel welcome to come. We'd love to see you there.
Is there going to be a lot of coordination with the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic itself and in the hospital for this whole program? Or
that's really still to be determined and to be seen. I think with all of the birth partners initiatives, I mean, there's a lot of different areas that the doula project is just one area that we're working on in an effort to better support our birthing families up here. And how much or little the clinic or the hospital will be involved, we're not sure. Some of it might just be independent grants. Higher ed has offered to maybe coordinate with the educational parts of things. I think there's a lot of potential for community collaboration. And I've been loving how much I've been seeing this community work together. And you know, yesterday I think Kristen and Marin were on the radio a couple days ago talking about you know, higher ed and the Chamber of Commerce and the clinic, and we're so good at that, and I think that can come into play here as well.
Well, and I would think with all the advent of technology now, it'd be really easy to coordinate and bring in our Duluth partners.
Yeah,
you know, for conferences and meetings and getting to see faces beforehand, and not everybody feels so stranger to each other.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it too. Exactly, because all of our women will be birthing in Duluth. Well, most of our women.
Well, we've been visiting with Erin Huggins about this Thursday's, that's tomorrow, February 19th, doula meeting at 10 a.m. at the lower level classroom in the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. If you would like more information from Erin, you can give her a call at 370-9312. Thanks for joining us this morning, Erin.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tracy.